like, well, it's because I'm a Black woman with a deep voice playing an acoustic guitar. That's why, even though we don't really sound that much alike. So it's actually not a lot of like super negative energy, but I think it's really valuable to always interrogate our instincts when it comes to why we make certain comments or make certain categorizations or comparisons in our mind. And I always want to know why I'm doing that. And
is it just— You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
That's as joyful of a song as any I know. Duke Ellington, Dancers in Love, recorded April 13th, 1953. Duke Ellington was known primarily as a composer. Only once in a career did he devote an entire album to his ability as a pianist. This was primarily a solo album. There was a bass on that particular tune, but clearly he was the leader on all the recordings. Most of that album was recorded on April 13th, 1953. Piano Reflections is the name. We're going to hear four more of these little gems. Most of the songs are just 2 minutes long, like that one, and we're going to scatter those throughout the hour, so listen for them. I'm your host, Paul Kivy. I curate the songs and write the scripts. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. Today is our 34th show, and we're smack in the middle of a year when jazz hit its stride in the 1950s. 1953, a year with more grade A jazz possibly than the three previous years put together. Today we'll also hear classics from Louis Armstrong and Roy Eldridge, but we'll also say a tragic goodbye to two legends, Django Reinhardt and Charlie Parker. But before any of that, here's the Dave Brubeck Quartet rounding into their legendary form on a live cut from March 2nd, 1953 at Oberlin College in Ohio with How High the Moon. How High the Moon, recorded live March 2nd, 1953 at Oberlin. This cut already has that Dave Brubeck quartet sound that would become so famous on tunes like Take Five. I'm Paul Kevin, you have found the recorded history of jazz. Romani guitarist Django Reinhardt died unexpectedly on May 16, 1953 at just age 43. We've heard 26 of his hundreds of recordings so far, and I have three last ones for you to remember him by. Recorded March 10th, 1953, with Maurice Vander on piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, and Jean-Louis Viale on drums. Here's Django's most famous composition, Nuage. Insensiblement, a beautiful way to say goodbye to the great Django Reinhardt, who died 2 months after those recordings at the age of 43. We heard Nuage to start the set, Blues for Ike in between. His longtime musical partner Stefan Grappelli will be heard all the way into the 1980s on this program, so the spirit of the Quintet Hot Club of France will carry on. In fact, it carries on today if you've ever listened to Sam Miletich in the Clearwater Hot Club. I'm Paul Kivi, and this is The Recorded History of Jazz. Three of the underrated greats of jazz combine here. Roy Eldridge on trumpet is the leader, Barney Kessel is on guitar, and Oscar Peterson, normally a pianist, but sometimes an organist. In fact, mostly when he plays with Eldridge for some reason, and that's what he's doing here. Bassist Ray Brown and drummer Max Roach complete the quintet from April 20th, 1953, my mother's 10th birthday. Here's Dale's Wail. Two lovely little tunes from the only piano-centric album Duke Ellington ever did, Piano Reflections, both recorded April 13th, 1953, with Wendell Marshall quietly on bass and Butch Ballard just brushing his drum kit. That was In a Sentimental Mood. B-Sharp Blues was before that. And starting off the set were Roy Eldridge and Oscar Peterson with Dale's Wail. This is the recorded history of jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivi, recording in the first city on the Mississippi River, Bemidji, Minnesota. Jazz, of course, was born on the last city along the Mississippi, New Orleans, and here's one of the most underrated tune in the catalog of perhaps the greatest New Orleans native of all, Louis Armstrong. With Barney Bigard on clarinet, Billy Kyle on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums from June 1953, it's a Russian tune called Otchichonya.
Chichanya, my sweet Chichanya, honey, California, really want you. Look at here, Tony, where's Caledonia? My, Chichanya, be mine. Thank you.
The Duke Ellington Trio on All Too Soon from the terrific Piano Reflections album. Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Barney Bigard clarinet, Billy Kyle on the piano, and the famous Gene Krupa on drums before that with Ochichonya. I'm Paul Kivi, and you are listening to some of the finest music ever made on the recorded history of jazz. This is Volume 34. It is time to hear our final recordings of Charlie Parker, with his quartet, consisting of Al Haig on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and his almost always man on drums, Max Roach. From July 30th, 1953, here's Confirmation.
Thank you.
Two from Bird. Confirmation first, then now is the time. And that's the last time we'll hear from Charlie Parker on our show. He would live into 1955 and record a few times in 1954, though at a diminished level. Bird had long been addicted to heroin, and his alcohol abuse was bad enough he had cirrhosis when he died. In March of 1954, Parker's three-year-old daughter Pree died, and it crushed him. He attempted suicide twice that year, then died on March 12, 1955, from multiple causes. He had pneumonia and apparently had a heart attack at the same time. When the coroner saw his body, he estimated it belonged to someone 50 to 60 years old. Charlie Parker was 34. He definitely left an enormous legacy in jazz, however. For example, the two songs you just heard bring Bird's total number of recordings on this program to 38 in just a 9-year period, and I've tried my best to be a bit picky. Jazz was not the same once he was done with it. I'm Paul Kivy, and this is the Recorded History of Jazz. Bird's fellow bop legend, pianist Bud Powell, was also in some decline after the tragic beatings he had suffered in the previous years, though he would live until 1966. But Powell still had moments of brilliance, such as this pair of tunes recorded August 14, 1953, with George Duvivier on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Here's Glass Enclosure. Thank you. from the great Bud Powell and his trio. Collard Greens and Black Eyed Peas before that, Glass Enclosure, both recorded August 14th, 1953. This is the recorded history of jazz. As we say goodbye to Bird and Bud Powell, we are in the process of saying hello to another legend, trumpeter Clifford Brown, who flashed like a meteor across the jazz sky. I will repeat that sentence in 3 years because that's all the time he was granted to record and to make a difference in the world, and he definitely did both those things. Here with trombonist J.J. Johnson's sextet on June 22, 1953, John Lewis on piano, Jimmy Heath tenor sax, Jimmy's brother Percy on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, we hear the first Clifford Brown on Capri. We'll be right back.